is sponsored by The Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. It's 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Paul Whelan, grateful to be back on U.S. soil after 5.5 years in a Russian prison.
I just say thank you to everybody. You know, thank you for all your prayers, your you know, good wishes. Thanks for doing everything you did. It all helped.
That was as he and two other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, arrived at a military base near San Antonio to receive physicals and to begin the reintroduction process. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the prisoner swap deal that brought them home was months in the making.
This was the United States of America at its best, working with our allies to bring our people home safe and also to help free freedom fighters, Russians who have fought for democracy in their country and who had been thrown in prison for treason or worse. To be able to be a part of that was truly one of the most extraordinary honors in my life.
This is ABC News. Most of us still paying a lot at the supermarket, and the government is now looking into it. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan with some details.
U.S. regulators want to know why grocery prices are still high, even as costs for retailers drop. The Federal Trade Commission will ask major chains like Walmart, Costco, and Amazon for cost and price data on common products. An FTC study finds profits for food retailers rising more than 6% as food prices soared 25%.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan at the Paris Summer Olympics. Slovakian swimmer Tamara Potocka collapsed today outside a qualifying event. The 21-year-old given first aid and carried off on a stretcher. Medical personnel at the pool say she was conscious. Meanwhile, U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky and her teammates taking the silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. Ledecky, with 13 medals, is now the most decorated American woman in swimming history. She is back in the pool today for the 800-meter freestyle. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With summer vacation winding down, it's time to start thinking about shopping for back-to-school clothes. The Creative Outlet is a great place to start. We have clothes from your kids' favorite brand names like Tony Hawk, Carhartt, Gap Kids, Adidas, and Nike. Better yet, they are all tagged with resale pricing to save you money. Don't forget about the rotating tag sales that could help you save up to an additional 70% off. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street, and we are open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all-size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. At the start of the 30 Years' War from 1618 to 1648, Martin Rinkhart was the pastor in Eilonburg, Germany. The people suffered from famine, disease, and armies overran the city. In 1637, a devastating plague swept through the area. Some 8,000 people died, including Martin's beloved wife. While surrounded by war and death, with cries of despair sounding just outside his dwelling, Rinkhart sat down and wrote this table grace for his children. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, and whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Like the psalmist who believed that God's providence is always good, he realized that the paths of righteousness will sometimes take us through the valley, but he was assured that God would walk with him even when darkness surrounded him and death hovered near. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like a pretty quiet day shaping up around here. Yesterday, of course, some heavy rain occurred to our north and east. Flash flooding was common in spots all the way from parts of central Wisconsin over into the eastern part of the states, where some places got 2 to 3 inches of rain in a couple hours' time. Otherwise, high pressure building in should bring us plenty of sun by midday today, sticking around for tomorrow, and temperatures will be rather toasty, getting up close to 90 in spots during the afternoon with fairly high humidity today. Just a little bit less muggy tomorrow. Then as we get into Sunday, a weak front will be drifting across the area. Could trigger a spotty shower or thunderstorm, but most areas will probably stay dry. We'll have a better chance of rain Monday as low pressure sweeps in from the west. Right now, the heaviest rain looks to fall in central Wisconsin, where up to 2 inches may occur, but even around here, we could see up to a half inch. Otherwise, temperatures next week are looking noticeably cooler. Here's that forecast for today. Some scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny, very warm and humid, with a high in the upper 80s, north-northwest wind near 10. Mainly clear tonight with areas of fog, low about 62. Sunny with summer heat once again tomorrow, not quite as muggy though. High at 88, north-northwest wind close to 5. On Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low 63 with a high of 85. Monday, mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, especially by midday. Heavier rain north, low 64 with a high of 80. Tuesday, showers possible in the morning, then partly cloudy and mild. Low 60, high about 76. Heading into Wednesday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies. Low 54, high 77. Chance of a couple of showers late Wednesday night, and Thursday a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Partly sunny, high at 77. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for
72 with some sunshine. Yesterday's high was 87. We picked up 0.08 of an inch of rain. The record high, 100 in 1988. Record low, 44 in 1965. Last year's high was 83 and the low, 63. Sunset will happen at 8:23 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:53, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.99. No precipitation today. After a low of 68, we have sunshine, and we're at 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, a look back at some baseball from last night, a look ahead to the Brewer weekend series against Washington, and some news from Packer Camp.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. In hometown and baseball last night, Plain was a winner over Arena 8-3. Sauk Prairie edged Dodgeville 11-10. Blanchardville 5-4 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Scholesburg Benton beat Hollandale 12-4. Wyota 6, Belleville 5. Evansville 8-3 over Ridgeway. Hometown and baseball All-Star Games will be played today at two locations, the Southeast Section versus the Eastern Section at 7 o'clock at Jones Park in Fort Atkinson, and the Northern Section will feature the Western Section-Northern Section battle, and that will be at 7 o'clock at JC Athletic Park in Sauk City. The manager of the West team, Pat Riley of Dodgeville, and coaches Nick Jennings of Arena, Terry Zebarth of Muscadet. Arena players representing will include Alex Stotts and Trey Schulte. Muscadet will be represented by Mason Atkins and Josh Cartwright. Plain, with their All-Star representative, was elected Zach Cady. And for Cazenovia, Monty Jennings and Isaac Jennings will play in the game tonight at Sauk City. The hometown and baseball sectional semifinals are planned for this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Bear Valley Co-Ed Softball Tournament late breaking news. Number 1 Y-Connect Wireless took on the number 8 Master Batters. Y-Connect took the lead in the first when Regan Sukla hit a single to bring in Kaylee Wolf. In the third, the Batters put points on the board that they wouldn't be able to hold off Y-Connect from going on an 11-run scoring streak to seal the game. Y-Connect won 16-2. Leading them, Regan Sukla with 3 runs scored and Ross Gaston, Scott Oman, and Jake Morris with 2 RBIs apiece. Ross Gaston pitched 4 strikeouts and 3 walks allowed. Leading the Master Batters was Bodie Hillesheim and Kevin Schmitz with 1 run scored each, and Bodie Hillesheim and Chris Schmidt each getting 1 RBI apiece. Pitcher Kevin Schmitz got 2 strikeouts and allowed 2 walks. The 8 o'clock game featured number 4 seed Bear Vale Farms versus number 5 seed New York Life. The game started out nothing-nothing through the first 2 innings until Shannon Stanichka hit a single to bring in 2 runs for Bear Vale. The next at bat, New York Life showed some life, and Ryan Peterson hit a 2-run home run to bring the score to 2-2. Those would be the only runs New York Life would score, and Bear Vale Farms would continue to go on a scoring streak to win 14-2. Leading Bear Vale was David Jones and Nekiah Hawkinson with 3 runs scored, and Hawkinson, David Jones, and Derek Wiley with 2 RBIs apiece. David Jones pitched 2 strikeouts and had 2 walks allowed. Bear Vale will play Y-Connect August 15th in a 7 o'clock game. Leading New York Life was Ryan Peterson and Amber Jacobson with 1 run scored each, and Ryan Peterson with 2 RBIs. New York Life plays Master Batters next Thursday at 8 p.m. in Game 5 of the tournament. The Brewers are back into action this weekend. They're in Washington to take on the Nationals. Milwaukee is 61-47 in first place in the NL Central. The Nationals 49-60, fourth place in the National League East. New Brewer Frankie Montes will take his 4-8 record with a 5.01 ERA into the game. The Nationals will send Jake Irvin, who is 8-8 on the season. That game with a first pitch time of 5:45 this afternoon can be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. There were a few games played in the majors, most notably the Cubs over St. Louis, 5-4. Atlanta beat Miami, 4-2. Kansas City, 7-1 over Detroit. Cleveland, 10-3 winners against Baltimore. And Colorado beat the LA Angels by a final of 5-4. The competition's not over yet, but the Packers could be headed for their third extra point and field goal kicker in 3 years. So far, the Green Bay training camp kicking battle is being won by challenger Greg Joseph. He kicked for the Vikings last season. Joseph was 7-for-7 in the last practice before family night, while the incumbent, Anders Carlson, was 4-for-7. Rookie James Turner was released earlier in the week. How the competitors do Saturday in front of the family night crowd could be decisive. So far, Jordan Love has done all right, and they've turned the reins over to him, calling the plays in the two-minute offense. Here is Matt LaFleur.
I just think it's good for him to be in an uncomfortable situation and get that experience. So it's kind of a work in progress, but as far as he called the majority of the plays yesterday in the two-minute, and we'll follow that again today.
And while Kayla Williams, C.J. Stroud, and other starters from both teams watch from the sideline, the NFL's new kickoffs didn't provide any excitement. Brett Rippon stole the show before lightning and heavy rain ended the game. The veteran quarterback threw three touchdown passes, leading the Bears to a 21-17 victory over the Houston Texans on Thursday night in the Hall of Fame football game. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good morning, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 73 at WRCO Studios. Coming up fresh from the country on WRCO Radio with some brand new releases and in-studio talent, former Grand Ole Opry entertainer. And he hopes to get back there real soon. Bradley Gaskin is in the studio with us, and we'll talk about his career, his new song, coming up here on Fresh from the Country.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Bradley Gaskin, our guest on WRCO Radio. Good to have you in the studio, my friend.
Hey, man, it's great to be here. Great to be here. Thank you.
All the way from where are you originally from?
I am from this huge place down in Alabama, Duck Springs, Alabama. Population what, Brandon? About 600?
A little less than that.
Really? Oh, is it less than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'm bragging on it too much, but
He used to salute those towns,
well,
right?
Well, my town, would definitely see Buck Owens go, Duck Springs, population whatever, salute. Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. But no, man, I'm about, 13 hours from here.
Okay.
Yeah, so just been out on a radio run, out promoting music, and I love getting to come in and talk to radio stations and talk to program directors and all the radio personalities, because it's a surreal thing for me. When I was a young kid, I was a music nut at a very young age. I love sports and stuff, but when I heard Southern Gospel music in our church growing up, and then I would listen to the radio, and some, that's when Bill Gaither was really taking off, about like late 80s into early 90s. I was a huge Southern Gospel, and I still am. I love that music. Not only is it singing the songs about my faith and my God, but it was very great to hear those vocals that were just so great to me. And I was a huge George Jones fan. Merle Haggard, my mom, she don't know how that happened. She was an Elvis Presley fan. My dad was a 50s doo-wop, Buddy Holly kind of thing. And I found myself listening to Haggard and Jones, man. So I would find myself listening to those records when they wasn't paying attention. My dad worked out of town. My mom would be busy in the house cleaning or doing something. And I'd turn that record player down, and I would listen to Jones and Haggard, man. So that's, you know, country and Southern gospel music, man. I'm just now discovering. Brandon, my drummer's with me today. He's played me a couple things in the last couple weeks that I've never heard, and they're iconic songs. I just don't know anything outside of country and Southern gospel, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you were around some years ago.
Yeah.
We remember you getting, sending out CD singles.
I'm easy to forget. Some people remember and some people don't. But I was, years ago, I'd wrote a song after a long, hard day of hanging drywall with my dad. Right there in Alabama. I'll never forget the day he and I drove home one afternoon, and he said, hey, before you take off tonight, he said, help me unload this truck, and we need to load up some more tools for in the morning, because we was working on a big foyer on the Gunnersville Lake, Tennessee River. I'm doing a big house down there, and we were going to have to stack up scaffolds to reach drywall. It's like a 30-foot foyer in this big old house. And he said, hey, help me unload some of this stuff, and let's put some new tools on there for tomorrow, because we're going to need them. And I said, Dad, can you give me a few minutes? I said, I got this song I want to write. And he was like, okay. I said, I promise you I'll help you. And I said, I'll even, load it by myself if you'll let me go in. And I went in and wrote this song called Mr. Bartender in less than 5 minutes. And I didn't write it down until the day I recorded it for the very first time, which was in 2009. And I wrote this song in 05. And John Rich produced the first record. I met him on MySpace back when MySpace was big as what TikTok is now.
Right.
And so he took me in the studio. And when he took me in the studio, he's like, hey, man, I need a lyric sheet. And I didn't have it. And I said, man, I don't have it. And he said, you've never written this down? I said, no. And so we wrote it down and went straight over to ASCAP and did the copyright and all that kind of thing. And I still, I remember that. It's so crazy we're talking about it. And I love when somebody mentions it, because it's so important to me. It's a special story to me, because I was just a young punk kid who loved music. And my dream My dad, he worked his whole life as a kid, and he still does right now. He's been doing drywall since he was 15, and he's 71.
Still working.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
And you can't get him to stop. Like, he can't do stuff like he used to, don't get me wrong. Like, he can do small things to keep him active, but he's done that since he was 15. And I asked him one day, I said, Dad, did you ever have any dreams and ambition other than drywall? Because I said, I doubt that was your first choice. And he said, son, I always wanted to be a race car driver. And I said, okay, because all my cousins and family and friends around us told me how my dad was a modern day, you know, James Dean, and had all these muscle cars and had the sideburns and the, you know, the whole little T-bird look, like, you know, from Greece and all that, you know, from the 50s and 60s, man. And I said, Dad, why didn't you do what you wanted? And he said, I felt like I couldn't do it. Felt like I'd never catch the dream. And it just kind of done something to me. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. People tell me I can, I'm going to do it. No matter what level, I want to do it.
Motivates you then,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. And so my mom is like, I can't believe you listen to them country music songs. How do you know them songs? And I said, Mom, I love these songs. I'm going to sing country music. I'm going to write country songs. I'm going to sing gospel music. I'm going to write gospel songs. So without, you know, boring y'all to death, I'm proud to say, no matter on what level, whether it's a low level, big level, whatever, God's allowed me to chase my dream and catch my star, because I've had a top 40 hit as a songwriter and an artist. I've had songs recorded by other artists, and I've had songs recorded by some of my favorite gospel music singers that I first watched on those Bill Gaither homecoming videos, Jeff and Sherry Easter. They recorded one of my songs, and I grew up listening to those folks, and I knew them before I actually ever knew them. And I just grew up with them, and they recorded one of my songs, and I've remained friends. And now their daughter, Morgan Easter, she's been singing backup with me on a couple of shows. And it's just a surreal moment that I just decided to chase what wouldn't leave me alone.
That's awesome.
And even when I took a break at times, man, and I did, you know, from 2011, Bartender came out. It was my first top 40 hit. We were 32 going into 31. I was the only writer. I went from singing at church on Sunday morning to the biggest crowd in 2011. I played in Tucson, Arizona for 74,000 people with just me and a guitar. And, you know, everybody's like, when I went to Nashville, they're like, hey, man, how'd you learn to sing and do all your stuff, man? What, did you play the honky-tonks and bars? There ain't no honky-tonks and bars where we live. I mean, there ain't. There's churches. That's where you cut your teeth. And some of those folks, that's tough crowd sometimes. And plus, you're singing something about a serious situation. So, you know, I tried to not do anything, like, not be a boastful, but I tried to be the very best I could, because I felt like somebody needed to hear it. And so then when I went out and started singing, I sang a cappella from 9 years old until I was almost 21 before I ever picked up the guitar.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What was the first song you performed as a kid? You remember?
So I had a granddad. It was a Baptist preacher, and then I had a granddad. It was a whiskey drinker, and during the summer, I would hang out with my granddad in Georgia. He was the whiskey drinker, and he was a George Jones fan. And I remember when I heard all those songs, like "She Thinks I Still Care," and Tennessee Whiskey, and "If Drinking Don't Kill Me," and all of those just iconic Jones songs. And I wasn't raised in a home that drank whiskey, and there was no songs about, like, we didn't live that lifestyle. But my granddad played me that stuff, and it just done something to me, man. So I started singing with him, and it was just, he would say, hey, have you ever heard this song? And I'd try to find it. Or I'd go buy the tape, or I'd go get the record. And he's the reason why I gravitated to really wanting to do country music, man, because he loved George Jones. And one of the last conversations that I had with my granddad is, he asked me, he was really sick in his final days, and he asked me, he said, buddy, are they ever going to let you sing at the Opry? And my granddad passed before he got to know this, but he passed away, and I played the Ryman Auditorium with me and my guitar, and I did Tennessee Whiskey, not because I'm just a George Jones fan, just because of my granddad. And I did it for him, and he didn't know it, but I sang it as if he did. And I reared back and sang that. It was an iconic moment for me. Nobody in the crowd might have ever got it, but I did it for my granddad. And I did it because I love country music, and I miss traditional country music. Hmm. There's a lot of people doing their thing. Mm-hmm. There is. But I'm a traditional guy.
You are. We kind of hear that in the new single.
I heard that a couple times. We heard that yesterday. You know, and it was co-written by one of my favorite female singers right now, Ashley McBride.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she co-wrote that with two guys, Justin Ebach and Dan Smalley, and Keith Stegall found the song for me. He sent me the song. He texted it to me. He's like, "Hey, man, what do you think of this?" And it just slayed me, and I thought, man, I ain't wrote nothing like that. I'm stupid if I don't, you know, record that. So we went in the studio, man, and we put this thing out 5 weeks ago. Pretty sure we're going to be at a new position today.
Good.
With Accidentally Drunk, man.
Awesome. Would you play it for us?
Absolutely.
Give us a WRCO acoustic exclusive version here. Bradley Gaskin.
Well, I was tired of waking up to another hangover, tired of getting high in another little lore, swearing it's the last time, like every other Friday night. Well, I was doing better staying out of the deep end, hadn't had a sip since Labor Day weekend. I pat myself on the back, yeah, I was pretty proud of that. I could only fight your memory sober so long, until I start thinking about you, wondering where you're at. Jump in the truck, drive too fast, don't get far, end up at the bar, put it in park. That's where it starts, with a two-finger pour, telling this glass of tequila I'm only drinking till I don't need you. But oh, next thing I know, sun's coming up, and I'm accidentally drunk. Well, I wake up, get back on the wagon, head still pounding, ass still dragging, probably be alright. Yeah, until the next time I start thinking about you, wondering where you're at. Jump in the truck, drive too fast, don't get far, end up at the bar, put it in park. That's where it starts, with a two-finger pour, telling this glass of tequila I'm only drinking till I don't need you. But oh, next thing I know, sun's coming up, and I'm accidentally drunk. I ain't trying to sip on something so strong, but I could only drown your memory sober so long, until I start thinking about you, wondering where you're at. Jump in the truck, drive too fast, don't get far, end up at the bar, put it in park. That's where it starts, with a two-finger pour, telling this glass of tequila I'm only drinking till I don't need you. But oh, next thing I know, sun's coming up, and I'm accidentally drunk. Yes, I'm accidentally drunk. Yes, I'm accidentally drunk.
Oh, man. Bradley Gaskin on the radio with us on WRCO Radio. Man, you bring it there. You bring it from the
Thanks,
heels, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you put it out there.
Thank you, man. I've said this a million times. I don't know that I've ever learned to sing, write song. I don't know, but the process is a whole lot of fun. And I'm telling you, man, that to me, if country music and music as a whole, I would have overdosed years ago if that had been a drug, man. I'm telling you, I love music, man. Mm-hmm. So I love getting to do it. I don't care if I'm singing for one person. I don't care if nobody's listening. Shoot, for years I sang for four walls, and the first time I ever heard an applause out on the road, it blew me away, man, and it never gets old. I love it, man. So thank you for letting me come in, bro.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You've seen it all, though. I mean, you can almost write a book on what you've experienced so far. Right?
It's crazy the things that I've experienced. We were just having this conversation coming up here a while ago. I'm not like, if I say people's names and stuff, and some people, like, they love to name drop, and I get that. I mean, I get, you know, you when you're in the music business, you're talking and stuff, and you do name drop. But for artists, we're not doing it like some people would. Like, we get the wrong perception. Like, everybody thinks we're just being boastful because we talk about hit songwriters or artists that we know. We're all just alike. It's cool for me to go, hey, you know what? I grew up listening to Larry Gatlin, and you know what? I've played shows with him and been at the Opry, and he's introduced me at the Opry, and I've written songs with him, and he's an icon in my book, and I call him my friend. Or Bill Anderson. Bill Anderson and I, we met at the Opry years ago when I played there and was debuting bartender, and a whispering Bill looked at me and he said, hey, are you the new guy? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, you wrote your first single, didn't you? And I said, yes, sir. He said, what was it called? And I said, Mr. Bartender. He said, yep, that's right. I heard that just a couple of days ago. He said, did you write that? And I said, yes, sir, all by myself. And he said, do you want to write with an old man like me? And I said, yes, I do.
Ah, right.
And so Bill and I, we started writing songs. And everybody, when I went to Nashville, they said, hey, man, we got a bunch of writers we want to, you know, we want to hook you up with. And I've did that, man. But also, too, I reached out to my honky-tonk heroes who wrote some of the greatest country music songs ever and built the foundation of what country music is. One of my late great friends was the iconic Curly Putman, who's the co-writer to He Stopped Loving Her Today. He was my first writing session on February the 3rd, 2009. I'll never forget it. I went and wrote with him with a friend of mine from Muscle Shoals, Billy Lawson. And we went and wrote, and I met Curly in his office there that he had at Sony. It used to be Sony Tree back in the day. In 1965, he had his song Green Green Grass of Home recorded by Tom Jones. Mm-hmm. And he had that same office that I went to write with him that he wrote He Stopped Loving Her Today in. And to me, like, it don't get no better than that, man. And so I have a lot of stories and a lot of memories, and I've been like a sponge. Those guys that I just knew on the radio, a lot of them became my friend.
Mm, awesome.
Yeah.
You ever do a cover song or not?
Oh, yeah.
Can we put you on the spot?
Oh, you darn. Yeah. So do you want me to play that... I'd love to do Tennessee Whiskey.
I was going to say a little George Jones.
Yeah,
I don't think that would hurt.
I don't do it like George, and nobody else does either. But man, I'm telling you, I had that opportunity, and I took it that night at the Opry.
Yeah, awesome. Bradley Gaskin once again.
Well, I used to spend my nights out in a bar room, and liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom, and you brought me back from gone, and you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, and you're as sweet as strawberry wine, and you're as warm as a glass of brandy.
the time. Well, I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle, always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Sweet as strawberry wine, and you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and I stay stoned on your love all the time. Yes, I stoned on your love all the time.
Oh, my goodness. What a treat. What
thanks,
a treat.
Man,
thank
thanks.
You so much. That's awesome. Safe travels to you.
Thank you, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for playing my brand new single, Accidentally Drunk. Thank you for letting me come in. As I said, I may ramble at times. You know, I love stories. I love getting to tell my story. Thank you, because there was a day I didn't get to sing and play for anybody. It was just a dream and a prayer for me. And no matter how big it gets, I can say that I've got to catch my stars at times in my life, man. So thanks for letting me come in.
You always got a microphone here at WRCO if you're back in the Midwest again, man.
I'll be back, I promise you.
How can people get a hold of your music?
So all my music's available right now. The old single, Mr. Bartender, it's available on all music platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, all that stuff, Spotify. I've got several songs. One of the songs that I wrote with Bill Anderson and Moose Brown, we put it out. It's called Sunset and Wine. It's available. There's several songs on there, but I am proud to say that I've got a brand new record label, 30A Life Records. I'm working with iconic music producer Keith Stegall. If you don't know who Keith is, Google him. I promise you, this guy right here is an icon. He and I just finished recording 10 full-blown songs, and Accidentally Drunk is the first single off that record. And later this year, my country music fans will get to hear a full-blown Bradley Gaskin record.
Wonderful. Yeah, maybe on vinyl someday, too, huh?
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'd love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
thanks for having me, man.
Road.
Thank you, brother.
You bet. Bradley Gaskin joining us here on WRCO this morning.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. I am happy to announce that Walsh's will be having the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale today through Saturday. Buy a bucket and get 20% off things that fit in it. Some exclusions apply. On Saturday only in Muscadet, the Dark Knight will be at the store. Come in dressed in your superhero costume and you are eligible to win prizes. So come in and help us surpass last year's goal. As always, we appreciate your business and please stop in and help the kids.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Safe travels to Bradley Gaskin, our guest on WRCO. My goodness, one of the longtime treats of this job is seeing and hearing live music in the studio, and that guy can bring it. He's sitting there at the chair and strumming the guitar, and his boots are off the ground. He puts it all into it. So thanks. Hope you enjoyed that this morning. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The winning answer wins a great prize, some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. A poll recently found almost one in six Americans and a quarter of young people are sporting this dad-like fashion choice. What is it? Is it A, T-shirts without arms? Is it B, socks with sandals? Is it C, cowboy boots and shorts? Or is it D, cut-off jean shorts? Of those, one in six Americans and a quarter of young people sporting that dad-like fashion choice, all of a sudden is in style. 608-647-4155. Good luck. As you dial, here's a brand new one from Russell Dickerson.
Chestnut hair and still blue eyes, light up the room, kind of smile. It's more than when you know you know. Yeah, girl, I felt it in my bones. I asked your name, we talked all night. Blinked and 2 years flew right by. Down on one knee praying you won't say no. But shaking right down to my bones. To the stars above you ain't shining in the sky no more. Long as I'm living, baby, I ain't quitting. That's the love you can bet your life on. Yeah, I love you till I'm 6 feet down in the ground, and the gold on my fingers wrapped around nothing but bones. There's some things I'll never understand. How's an angel wind up with just a man? You're a halo and a heart of gold. Yeah, baby, I'm just flesh and bones. Saying I love you till the stars above you ain't shining in the sky no more. As I'm living, baby, I ain't quitting. That's the love you can bet your life on. Yeah, I love you till I'm 6 feet down in the ground, and the gold on my fingers wrapped around nothing but.
Brand new from Russell Dickerson on WRCO Radio as we get you set for the weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. We have declared our trivia winner as well. Congrats to Ken DeDever, who came through the line with the right answer. A poll found almost one in six Americans and a quarter of young people are sporting this dad-like fashion choice. What is it? They're all pretty good choices, but the one that wins is B, socks with sandals. There you go. Especially black socks with sandals, right? Anyway, congratulations to Kenna Deaver. I'm not sure if that's what Gary sports or not, but anyway, she was motivated and she got the right answer and wins from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Sport this weekend. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time. I have a wedding to attend too, and it's really hard to find white shoes. I can't find any, so I'll have to look. I don't think there are any auction on the Walk with Grace auction block today. I didn't see them listed anyway. Fresh from the country and WRCO with a brand new one today. Moving and grooving up the charts. Kane Brown and Marshmallow joining us on WRCO Radio. This is called Miles.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
One of the biggest movers on the Country Airplay Survey this week. Happy birthday to Dennis Blood from Rick and Sandy. Dennis celebrates today. Have a great day and an awesome weekend. Coming up, our number one most played country song across the land.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans, for a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at MonsterTruckTour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.MonsterXTour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour. For a special Wednesday night hump night happening August 7th. Advance tickets at MonsterXTour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. I am happy to announce that Walsh's will be having the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale today through Saturday. Buy a bucket and get 20% off things that fit in it. Some exclusions apply. On Saturday only in Muscadet, the Dark Knight will be at the store. Come in dressed in your superhero costume and you are eligible to win prizes. So come in and help us surpass last year's goal. As always, we appreciate your business and please stop in and help the kids.
Today marks the final day of the Walk with Grace radio auction. We've been having a good time with it, and I think today is going to be a good culmination of it. And, well, that is certainly if we get the bids that we are expecting anyway. But thank you so much. If you'd like a bidder number, you can always call us. It's not too late, 608-647-2111, and then be ready to start bidding as of 10 o'clock this morning when the items officially go on sale. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the village of Cazenovia and also the village of Woodman during our morning show get-together, some community conversation. But first of all, the number one most played song across the land, this week's top five, Drew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter at number five, Nate Smith and Bulletproof at number four, Post Malone with I Had Some Help, that is at number three, Morgan Wallen featuring Ernest is at number two after a week spent at number one. And the number one tune this week, a fun one for the weekend, Shaboozy, and a bar song, Tipsy.
My baby bought a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my,
Good Lord, tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. Thanks to our sponsor, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, fresh from the country today. Also, thanks to special guest Bradley Gaskin. Check out his music online. He's quite an artist. Coming up next, our CBS News update here on WRCO, followed by our morning show time. Phil,